gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Monday. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. The celebrity hotline jam-packed today. In about half an hour, the rude pundit. Our buddy, our pal, the hilarious and extremely rude pundit.
Yes.
Rich Gallen, Republican tool, next hour.
Stop it. He's a nice guy.
To give us the rights perspective on
whatever.
He's okay. Probably the least tooliest.
Exactly. He's the least tooliest tool of all the righty tools. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller, the president, talking about the economy this weekend.
Today's GDP is an important sign that the economy is headed in the right direction and that business investment, which had been plummeting in the last several months, is showing signs of stabilizing.
All right, and Representative Nancy Pelosi taking it to the insurance companies on Friday.
The glory days are coming to an end for the health insurance industry in our country.
Hello.
Yeah.
Didn't that be something?
Well, if they can get it done.
Yeah, and if they don't stop writing checks to Blue Dog Democrats. Yeah.
Yes, there's that. All right, the president on the cash for clunkers, they voted to extend it.
So we're now working with Congress on a bipartisan solution to ensure that the program can continue for everyone out there who's still looking to make a trade.
And I guess dealers were just absolutely swamped this weekend.
Wildly successful. It was like an Oprah's favorite things.
Yes.
It was like, what? And you get a car. And you get a car. And okay. All right. Kids, the party this weekend is in Seattle, everybody.
That's right. You're going to Seattle this weekend.
Mom will be in Seattle on Saturday for the big town hall forum with Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan.
Hopefully
it will
cool off.
Calendar section of StephanieMiller.com for tickets.
You might melt.
Speaking of parties, boy howdy, Jim.
Yeah.
How about that party Mama had on Weed? Yeah. You were there too, Christopher.
I was there.
You weren't there as late as Jim Ward, but...
Well, I had another party to go to.
Yes. Well, you missed all the best stuff.
Oh, did I?
When we're still recovering Monday morning, was a good Saturday party.
Did I miss the nakedity?
Uh-huh.
There was a little bit of nakedity, semi-nakedity.
Am I allowed to say that Jim Ward was dancing with a woman other than his wife who was not there?
I was not there. That was not me. That was two other guys.
They were putting on a show, but they were really touching. I couldn't, you know, if Janique was listening, it was fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. But I think she later ended up in the pool, and she was the one that said, I don't have any pants on. And I was like, you know what, that's fine.
I think I got out of there just in time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was when you know when it almost, I don't think Jim did, but almost everyone else ended up in the pool. You know, it's, there's a...
Wow.
No, I didn't.
Computer says no.
I was the lone holdout.
You were the lone holdout, yes.
I'd have to lose 50 pounds before I go anywhere near a pool.
Oh, you... the girl's gone wild when Jim Ward shows up. I don't know what he's talking about. He's a chick magnet.
Were tops being ripped off and everything?
I don't remember that part.
Wow, sounds like a party with a lot of low self-esteem.
Exactly. All right. Speaking of which, hey, there were a lot of naked nymphs on bicycles at the party. Alabama doesn't want any images of naked flying nymphs hanging off bicycles on the labels of wine bottles sold in the state.
Oh,
jeez. They've banned a California wine called Cycles Gladiator because its label uses an Art Nouveau image that we once heard.
Nouveau?
Art Nouveau. You know, it's one of them there French posters. It's a naked nymph on a bicycle. I'm going to buy all naked nymph wine from now on just to counteract Alabama.
That and Morningwood.
Yes.
Morningwood is our favorite wine.
That's right.
From our favorite winery
out
here.
Goes along with the naked nymph.
San Francisco. Okay. All right. In a completely unrelated story, I know I was not going to do a beaver stack today. However, Ellie has sent us an obituary.
Oh, no.
There is no more Harry Beaver. Just
Beg
so
what?
Harry Bernard Beaver has left us, Jim, in Halifax. Harry Bernard Beaver peacefully passed away at home on July 29, 2009. He was born in Halifax. Harry, the Harry Beaver, was the son of the late Bernard and Pearl Beaver.
Huh. Pearl Beaver.
Mm-hmm. Survived by his childhood sweetheart and love of his life, Margie Murray Beaver. children, Brenda.
Brenda Beaver?
Brenda Beaver. Richard Dick Beaver.
And,
Dick Beaver.
And Razorburn Beaver. That's survived.
Valerie Beaver, John Beaver, Beverly. Wow, you had a lot. That's a lot of
Beverly
Beaver.
Beaver.
Beverly Beaver, David Beaver, Sherry Beaver, Joseph Beaver. That is a lot of Beaver.
Wow.
13 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. That place is lousy with Beaver.
Lots of little Beavers.
Okay. There were also brothers, Russell, Gerald, and Bernard Beaver. Harry was, it says in the obituary, was always busy as a beaver, as head of the whole damn family. They wrote a little beaver humor into the obituary about the dearly departed Harry Beaver. And we wish him well.
Some clean beaver humor.
Hmm?
Yes, clean beaver humor.
Which is not what we traffic in.
No.
No.
Okay. And we wish them well. Okay.
Yes. May he rest in peace.
Yes. Okay, let's...
we had a moment of silence for the beaver.
For the hairy beaver.
For the hairy beaver.
Mm. Okay, let's check some entertainment news, shall we, kids? Here we go.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our top story, Sir Paul McCartney took to a Maryland stage to dedicate the 60s song Michelle to President Barack Obama's wife.
Aww.
According to a report, he performed in front of 60,000 fans at FedEx Field on Saturday and sang for First Lady Michelle Obama, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Aww.
That's magical.
We have the rest of Sir Paul's thoughts.
I'm really dead chuffed that the Obamas are in the White House. I would have voted for them if I could. But I have written a song for the First Lady. Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well. My Michelle, I love you, I love you, I love you. I only got through part of the song at FedEx Field before the Secret Service came up on stage and wanted to put the boot in. So thinking quickly, I decided to do a song about minority leader John Boehner. Day after day, alone on the hill, the man with the orange bronzer's drinking from his own still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And no is his only answer, but the fool on the hill falls in a pool of his sick. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round, puffing away his head in a cloud. The man with manure for brains is crying perfectly loud. And so it goes on from there. I don't think he'll get me invited to perform for the RNC, but at least now the Secret Service doesn't have to waste time on the likes of me and go after this Bertha teabagger Egypt. No offence, Mr. President. I just think your beard's dead custy. That's a good thing, by the way.
And finally, speaking of other show business legends, Screech. Saved by the Bell.
You are?
Screech's Saved by the Bell tell-all dropped by Gotham Books. Apparently, Dustin Screech Diamond, who would have thought he wasn't a literary giant, has run into some difficulties with his tell-all memoir about his days on Saved by the Bell. It seems his publisher, Gotham Books, dropped the book 3 months ago upon receipt of the manuscript.
Oh, dear.
Which reportedly sucked.
And blew.
At the same time.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Perhaps his sex tape was included in the memoir.
That could be.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
Gotham editor Patrick Mulligan.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you that Gotham Books will not be releasing Mr. Diamond's tell-all book, Behind the Bell, frankly because we have deemed it unpublishable. Not only because many of the assertions by Mr. Diamond about fellow cast members are unverifiable and could subject Gotham Books to legal action, but because, frankly, it is the vilest, filthiest piece of dreck I've ever had the misfortune to skim through. To give you an idea of just how putrid this piece of literary dung actually is, please listen to an excerpt from the book on tape version as narrated by Mr. Diamond himself. The first day on the set, I remember being entranced by Elizabeth Berkley's hooters. So I grabbed him and said, oh, yeah, those are real, and offered to them and slap my in between them and then with my...
Oh,
so she tried to kick me until I showed her my... And then she couldn't wait to my... And I spent all day... And that Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Lark Voorhees wanted in on the action, so I... There until they're...
Oh, were,
and then I took a... on a glass table just for the of it. I think you get the picture. No questions? If you excuse me, I think I have to go throw up now.
Wow.
Me too. All right, that's all for
Tinsel
Talk.
I hope there's a book on tape.
Salt for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you like more Jim Ward's Bald Roll.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True, for which there's a title ad at the Stephanie Miller website. What's that called? StephanieMiller.com. Buy the album, why don't you?
Thank you.
Yes, he is famous for that coffee table incident.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The headline is Tom Cruise tells the Beckhams how to raise their kids. Oh, I bet you that's well received.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise has been advising David and Victoria Beckham how to raise their three children. The Cruise impact, that's what they're calling it, goes deeper than just the superficial. A source says the Beckhams even take parenting tips from him. David now makes sure he spends one-on-one time with each of his sons before he'd hang out with them all in a group. But Tom said it must be done individually.
Oh, boy.
And it must be done with an e-meter.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Does he know what he's getting into?
The source also revealed that the Beckhams have started to pick up a similar accent to Tom.
What?
Oh, my God.
Crystal. I want the truth!
Yeah, a lot of yelling.
Stop talking like that. What's that?
Yeah, when the kids lie, that he just goes crazy, because he wants the truth, as you know. All right,
You want answers?
Yeah. I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Oh, dear.
All right. A lot of his kids sound like Jack Nicholson. Yeah. Which is weird.
Their voices dropped early.
This is exciting. The Seinfeld cast is reuniting for real this time on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
These people.
They're going to have a story arc.
Not on Seinfeld. It's going to be on the next season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, debuting September 20th on HBO.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I like Curb Your Enthusiasm a lot.
I love it. Larry David once promised to come on this program.
He must have listened to the show after that.
I think he thought better of it.
Yeah.
He said, but maybe we'll try. He said when the thing's coming back on, he has something to promote, he will.
Okay.
All right, so we'll try.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not holding my breath.
All right. Carrie Prejean has no plans to file a lawsuit against her former bosses at Miss California USA. Mm. You'll be relieved to know.
Because she would lose.
Yeah, because exactly. Yeah. She has no case. Yeah. Her good friend Perez Hilton posted what appeared to be the front page of a lawsuit against the pageant. But she says she told Billy Bush she isn't planning to sue her former bosses in court. Instead, which will be worse for us, she plans to put pen to paper for a book. Which I'm guessing will also be unpublishable. But then they'll rethink the Screech book and say, oh, all right, maybe not.
But something tells me it won't contain a coffee table incident.
Stop bringing that up.
What?
I sense people rushing to the Google.
Oh, boy.
Find out of what you speak.
No, wait, finish breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast first.
Okay.
Maybe wait 3 hours.
Speaking of things on the internet, did you hear things about Caribou Barbie this weekend? We'll tell you what to what and who's who. Hmm.
In fact, that was a topic of conversation at your little barbecue.
At the soiree?
Yes.
All right, we'll tell you what happened over the weekend as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. Rude Pundit, speaking of parties, a human party coming up in just a couple of minutes on the Celebrity Hotline. All right, so the rumors on the internet, all the buzz this weekend.
Yeah.
Please take the glee out of your voice.
Well,
if it's true, we send our condolences.
Yes, we do.
However, the rumors are that Sarah and Tad might be divorcing Sarah Palin.
they're denying it.
Yeah. They have the family values, which the gays don't have. Jim, who do you refer to? Now, just don't throw out names like that, unless you're referring to the Brad that is in the National Enquirer that she was having an affair with. That is Todd's partner in the snow machine business.
Snow machine. I wonder if they did it on the snow machine.
Hmm. Yes, since the trifecta of going away picnics that she appeared with sans wedding ring, questions have abounded. According to the website The Immoral Minority, the answer is the obvious one, divorce. The Alaska Report chimed in with a similar story, citing multiple sources. It also noted a National Enquirer story about affairs on both sides that led to the deterioration of the marriage.
I dare say he might have had an affair with Greta Van Susteren, but we don't know that.
Now, Chris, you don't know that anymore.
We don't know that.
Then the Brad rumor.
Yeah. Greta, of all the people you... Wow.
All I'm saying is the National Enquirer turns out to be right quite a bit of the time lately. I don't know.
That's why we call it the paper.
They broke the John Edwards story. Exactly. I always say, when's the paper getting here? And do I even need to say which one?
No, you
there
don't.
There is only one paper.
That's right. The National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm. However, CBS News reporting Sarah Palin's attorney, Thomas Van Flyne.
Is he related to Gary Scoyne?
I don't know. Maybe that'd be funny if he was Gary Scoyne's lawyer. Hello, I'm Thomas. I'm Thomas Van Flyne. Attorney.
Oh, I'm Gary Scoyne. I'd like to meet my lawyer, Thomas Van Flyne.
He says the report of divorce is categorically false. Oh, by the way, Gary Van Scoyne, speaking of marital trouble.
Yes.
He was he's a different Republican entirely.
Yes. In the Chicago area.
He was the one whose wife allegedly, caught him in the...
the rumpus
kids,
room?
Yes, in the... Well,
the appropriately
emphasis
named
on
rumpus
rump,
room.
Yes, yeah. In the kids' playroom with a couple of hookers.
Yeah.
After which she then hit him with a toy guitar.
Which is... endlessly funny.
It's actually true.
Yes.
It's all true.
Yes. All right. Anyway, so, yes, they are denying it, Sarah Palin and Todd. No word on what Brad says, but Todd rushed to deny stories of marital strife after bloggers ignited the internet firestorm over the weekend. Thomas Van Flyne blasted the vicious rumor as totally false,
which means it's true.
I was just going to say, generally...
that's pretty much confirmed.
Once your attorney or spokesman denies something, pretty much... maybe I'm just going by Hollywood standards. It's pretty much...
I guess Sarah and Todd did not speak to each other at her speech where she resigned.
What's up without the no wedding ring?
I don't know.
That's not normal, is it?
No, it's not.
How would I know? I'm a single loser. I'm just asking.
Maybe she lost it in a moose she was field dressing. I'm sure that's the...
that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
By the way, mail from Chris and Sheila. Listeners, they say, when Stephanie refers to Art Nouveau, is she referring to the art created at the Mormon camp at Nauvoo, Illinois in the 1800s before they continued their westward journey? If so, it's a school of art I knew little about before now.
Yes.
That's it.
Art number.
Yes, that's the excuse I'm going to go with. That's what I was referring to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mark in Mississippi on the healthcare debate. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, Steph?
Good. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to tell you how refreshing you are.
Thank
you. But aside from that, let me say...
has someone questioned my freshness?
Okay, a couple things. First of all, I think that Obama's doing a terrible job in terms of his communication about the healthcare change that's coming about. He's framing the whole thing at a time of real economic hardship in terms of let's get these 47 million people insured, whereas the average American, I think, is thinking in terms of his own pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. But it's part of what's causing the economic hardship. However, I do have some thoughts about the president and health care.
Oh, boy.
Which may surprise you. That, Rude Pundit, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ancient archaeological evidence indicates that
Stephanie Miller
was much different before the discovery of alcohol.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Jim, I have a Monday-themed Guess the Quote for you. There's a delightful picture of the three beers drinking at the beer summit.
Yes.
Who wrote photos that make the Rude Pundit want to drink a 12-pack of Schaefer's and vomit in Nora O'Donnell's lap again? Who said that?
Kelly O'Donnell.
No, the Rude Pundit, one of our very favorite blogsters. Jim, who said, destroying Obama as quickly as possible, part 2A, sweet Jesus, dear Republicans, it must suck to be you. You came out of the 2008 elections having lost any semblance of power, and it only took 2 years from being the kings and queens of the Hill, contemplating what you were going to do with the coming decades of your reign, and then it all just... fell apart. And now you're just not just in the minority. In theory, you're about as powerless as the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, and the Space Lizard Party. Who said that?
Lawrence O'Donnell.
No, the Rude Pundit.
Oh.
I would vote for the Space Lizard Party.
Yeah.
Who said that destroying Obama as quickly as possible, part one, 24-hour news is wrecking America? It must suck to feed a 24-hour news cycle. So because the role of the news producer has become more like the ecstasy dealer at the orgy than an editor, because the filter is now just what is most exploitative, yet not too uncomfortable, we get the mainstreaming of the most tarded, meaningless, fraudulent conspiracy theories that can be vomited out, like whether or not Barack Obama was American-born. Who wrote that?
Kim O'Donnell.
No, the Rude Pundit. I just wanted to read any post that included the word tarded. Okay. Or this latest trip to right-wing Nutsoidville, a place where you out of your mouth and talk out of your... The whole debate over whether proposed health care legislation promotes killing old people. The point here is not about debunking such twaddle. The point is we shouldn't even be hearing about it on the news. This is the kind of... There used to be passed around by rumor and urban legend. Not on the real television. Who said that?
Scott O'Donnell.
No, Jim, you silly. The Rude Pundit, who we love so much. Huh? Why, who is it, Jim?
It's, who's your papa? Lee Papa, a.k.a. the Rude Pundit.
He's here. Never fear. Hello, Rude.
Hello, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you first like to start by telling us about the Nora O'Donnell incident?
It was so long. It was this wonderful evening with her and Helen Thomas, but I think I'll just leave it there.
Whatever led up to the vomiting in her lap, we'll just leave that to you three.
Adderall and vodka does not mix.
That will be the takeaway from this morning's Stephanie Miller newscast. First of all, your thoughts on the beer summit.
I think that Obama came up with the most idiotic thing that he could come up with in order to say this is over. It's let's gather everybody around, have a drink. It was very male bonding, wasn't it? It was
yes.
This intensely male bonding moment. I expected them to sing American Pie and cry after.
Well, I think, I think our friend John Fugelsang pointed out, I think it really was more of a guy thing than a black-white thing, wasn't it? It was a who's is bigger thing.
Oh, totally, totally. I mean, that's what the whole incident was, wasn't it? It was this tenured Harvard professor was not going to be outlengthed by the white cop.
Exactly. It's interesting. You wrote this piece about, what's happened to our news and the fact that they cover, including Lou Dobbs, whether, the president was born here or not. And then have you heard this? They've just done a new poll. A whopping 58% of Republicans either think Barack Obama wasn't born in the U.S., 28%, or they aren't sure, 30%. A mere 42% think he was.
Well, and I don't even know, weren't these the same people that were telling us when the Supreme Court installed George Bush
yes.
to just get over it,
Yep. Yeah, like that was some weird conspiracy, right?
Yeah, yeah. There was something that was done out in the open. And then this, I'm with the people that say if anybody would have discovered anything about Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton would have. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the machine the Clintons must have to get dirt on people? It must be the kind of thing that Karl Rove is jealous of.
But it's interesting. In the story on this poll, it says, it explains why Republicans, including Roy Blunt, play footsie with these birther fringe nuts, because literally a majority of Republicans either don't know or don't believe the evidence that has been presented over and over that the president was born in Hawaii.
Well, but at this point, isn't a majority of Republicans like 10% of the population?
Yeah. Well, exactly. In this poll, it's 77% of Americans overall think the president is American.
Yeah. So I think what we can take away from that is that Republicans are mostly not American.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but that's the other thing is even 77%, that means there is some percentage that does not believe an actual document.
Can you imagine that? You're walking down the street today and you see four people and you think one of them doesn't believe that the president is an American. Doesn't that makes me fear more than walking down a dark street and seeing, let me see if I can do this without being racist. What the heck? And seeing a group of people dressed like thugs coming down the street for me, I would rather that. I would rather the threat of being beaten and robbed by that group than to think that one out of four people.
Yeah,
then
to run in a crowd of birthers, I understand.
Yeah.
So what is your take on the health care reform? The House, who can keep track of all these friggin' bills, right? The House Energy and Commerce passed a comprehensive health care reform bill on Friday. So we're moving closer, I guess.
We are. Nancy Pelosi found a spine. It's amazing to hear her attack the health insurance companies. Like, finally they found a villain. It's like they've been searching around for their Joker, and now they finally found it.
Yep.
It also strikes me as really weird the way that people are mocked for having compassion. You know, it's like I had said something about the way that Hugh Hewitt wrote an article about Henry Waxman, just saying that this whole thing to give people a chance to go to the doctor was some devious plot to take over America. It's like only losers care. It seems to be their attitude.
Yeah, I mean, it really is like they seem so offended by the concept that healthcare should be a right.
Right.
They're like, it's a right. You have a right to die if you're not rich enough. That's what you have a right to do in America.
And one thing I've always wanted to find out is how many people don't start small businesses because they don't want to give up their jobs and lose their health insurance. Isn't it small business the way that Republicans put everything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it affects small business, is it as if, you know, they're not taking corporate dollars, you know, constantly. But how does this affect small business?
Right. I know. Well, and plus it's like, again, that seems like a pretty clear-cut fact that, you know, small businesses will be able to have access to insurance that only large companies can afford right now, you know? So what's not good about having that choice?
Yeah. Well, it's this whole thing of they have to make sure Obama fails. Everything. The cash for clunkers thing, which seems like this runaway success.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching the Fox News this morning and, you know, watching Steve Doocy go on about, like, this. It's some sinister thing to make auto dealers work harder.
I know. Yeah.
Oh,
because because the auto industry was in such good shape. So,
exactly.
I mean, all these dealers are saying, this is great. There's a whole new energy and excitement. There's people, you know what I mean? That's the very, you know, nature of stimulating the economy, isn't it?
Exactly. And stimulating the economy, doing something a little good to, you know, take us off foreign oil and maybe do something slightly good for the environment. And this is a bad thing because they have to give more money to it.
Yeah. Well, and it's money. It's not new money. It's money that was already in the stimulus.
That's right. It was already there.
Yeah, that they're bitching about. So now the stimulus apparently is too successful. So parts of the stimulus
they're whining like it, you know, like they were given free fellatio coupons at a brothel. And they're worried that they're going to be sore.
Wait, have you heard of that?
You know,
I think
we have to let you go now, because when you close with a joke about cash for clunkers, there is your work is done.
There's
nowhere
here. To go.
Thank you, Lee Papa. It is the Rude Pundit.
It's rudepundit.blogspot.com. We have a link right there at stephaniemiller.com.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See you next Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Yay.
There we go.
Steve Doocy's got to be the dumbest guy on TV.
Steve Doocy.
That's a pretty low bar.
Jim's like, can you get free fellatio coupons? Where do you get those?
Where is this?
All right. 42 minutes after the hour, I will tell you the surprising thing I'll say about the president and health care reform.
Really?
Yes, when we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy crap!
We'll have more on these new developments after this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Bill in San Francisco on the healthcare debate. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
The Rude Pundit had really right on small business, but no one has really said the whole story. In 2000, I had 20 employees, and I paid less in healthcare then than I do today with 8 employees. Now, you can imagine why I have fewer employees today than then. thanks to the Bush economy. But the reality is there is a transfer of wealth going on in America, and it is from small businesses to giant corporations like United Health,
mm-hmm.
which is robbing us blind.
Yep, yep, I hear you. Well, you know, it's obviously part of the whole economic picture. All right, what was I going to say? Obviously the good news, the House panel passed its health care reform bill late Friday.
Yes.
Before they went on vacation. Preparing the ground for a critical, or recess as they call it.
Whatever!
Preparing the ground for a critical vote on President Obama's health care reform plan right after the August recess. The Energy and Commerce Committee's passage of the bill after 2 days of marathon markup sessions represents the latest and most significant hurdle the comprehensive health care reform has cleared so far, a major accomplishment for the president's agenda. So I was reading a lot of analysis over the weekend of, you know, the health care debate and yada, yada, yada. And I don't know if, who was it that said to us, Jim, was it Hal Sparks or somebody said, the president, once again, this is like, what do you call that, you know, the picture during the campaign, the chill mother.
Oh,
I got this.
Yes.
They're saying, do you know, remember Mel Gibson in Braveheart would just like hold, 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 and then, you know.
They may take our lives.
Yeah, whatever.
But they'll never take our freedom.
I don't know, substitute public plan in there.
Whatever.
However, my point is, I don't know whether this is like the White House has been saying, the legislative process, and just hang on, and it's all going to. Because now what happens, Chris? They got to meld the three.
Yeah, they bills. Have to merge the three yeah. bills before it goes yeah. to the full chamber.
There's the complicated. I mean, it's too complicated is the thing. The Republicans have a
yes.
very simple meme. The idea it's a socialism, communism. They're going to kill
yes.
your grandma and kill babies, and
yeah.
you're all going to die. And that's very effective for people who don't pay much attention to anything.
Well, you know, I've been accused of being an Obamatron. Which is
computer, but, yeah,
pretty much. However,
you got to have a much more simple message, and the idea,
right.
this simplest one, as Nancy Pelosi finally figured out, is mm-hmm. the insurance companies are evil.
They're
yeah,
robbing
yeah.
you
well, blind and killing you.
But because they're giving to Democrats and Republicans. I mean, you know, when I read this. Without a bipartisan bill, Finance Chairman Max Baucus, Democrat of Montana, would presumably have to produce a measure tailored to Democratic specifications, a step he has said repeatedly he'd rather avoid.
Yeah.
Meaning what most Americans want,
right.
Americans want, you know, mm-hmm. the public plan, the whole, I mean, pretty much what the president's plan is, you know. It's like,
here's
what do you mean, you're
simple.
A Democrat, what do you mean, like, to avoid that? Because you're taking too much money from the insurance companies.
Here's the simple thing. If the insurance companies can drop you after you've been paying
right.
God knows how many thousands of dollars to them over the years, because you had the temerity to get sick, you need to have somewhere else to go.
Right.
That's
right.
the
exactly.
simple thing. And that's,
exactly.
You need
right.
a safety
well,
net.
So here's my thought about the president on this, is that, and I understand it, that what they're saying is they were trying to take a page from the Clinton
mm-hmm.
failure on health care, whereas we've talked about this, how they wrote it in secret, and then they tried to ram it through Congress,
right.
you know, and Congress obviously didn't like that. It's part of what helped the whole thing implode. So, but a lot of, you know, some people are speculating that the president has gone too far this time. He has been so not involved in this process that this is what's happening, I think, and this is what we're seeing in the polls, is there's so many competing
right.
committees, and the Democrats
ideas
are being
and,
Democrats
yeah.
like usual. And so the problem is people are, I mean, I'm a Democrat, and I'm losing confidence in the
right.
process, you know, so that's I think, the problem, is they're saying the president has to get behind one clear
right.
plan
yeah, exactly.
at some point. You know, and I'm just saying, I don't know whether his timing is right, and they're saying, oh, we're trying to wait until all these, you know, they try to work this out. Maybe it's smart politically, Jim. Maybe he's waiting until he can say, look, we tried for a bipartisan solution. We have been negotiating all this time with Republicans. We've been trying
yeah.
to find whatever, but this is what
but
we need to do now.
Ground.
Yeah.
He's
right. That's
it.
What I'm saying is I think it's time for him to get behind one, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
to say public plan, period, you know, whatever it is, employer mandate, period, whatever it is, the plan that he's going to get behind, because I think
the message is getting muddled.
Yeah. When you leave too much leeway, the Democrats are going to be Democrats.
And the Republicans have a very
exactly.
clear message.
Yeah, the Republicans are united behind
Obamacare
one theory.
Obamacare will kill you.
Yeah, they're united behind one theory, and that is we must kill the president politically.
Yeah.
So they're not, that's what I'm saying, they're not negotiating in good faith. So that's why, and I look, I don't pretend to be as smart as the president, but I'm just saying at some point I think that's what's happening in the polls. And now we have August to, like, reclaim this debate and to get behind one clear plan, because I'm confused. I do
right.
this for a living. Like you say, I marinate in this and Chardonnay all day.
That's right.
And I'm like, which bill came out of which committee,
yeah,
and which does it include?
It's
and do
too
you
diffuse.
I didn't know that three different bills had to be merged before it goes to the full chamber. I'm that was surprising to me on Friday.
I haven't lost hope yet on a public plan or whatever. I mean, there's still time to, you know, but obviously they made this one compromise to keep the Blue Dogs happy, but now, you know, the Progressive Caucus is revolting, and so, you know.
Well,
but
it's like docking the Apollo capsule with the Soyuz. They needed something in the middle to make
yes,
it fit.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think there was somewhere between the Clinton plan, which was done, you know, I think, according to many people on both sides, just arrogantly, you mm-hmm. know, just and where the president is now, which I think has been so hands off that there's been all this infighting and whatever. And maybe it'll all magically come together at the end. And
hindsight is always 20/20, you know,
mm-hmm.
so
I just hope it's not too late.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's what Robert Gibbs is still saying, right? It's like, this is the legislative process. This is, you know, the sausage being made. But I think the problem is no one knows where the line in the sand is for the president, you know. It's like there's been...
We need a clearer vision.
And to paraphrase
please.
The old ad, where's the sausage?
Yeah. Mondo in Jacksonville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Mondo.
Hello, Mama. How have you been?
Good, baby. Go ahead.
Just a little Steve Doocy fun fact.
Yeah, oh, yes. Can't get enough of those.
Yeah, before he was a friend on Fox, he was that wacky reporter on the local NBC affiliate in Washington. You know, the guy who got to go to the zoo and make the punny reports and things like that.
Oh. See, now I see why he's qualified to comment on healthcare or anything else.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey. Appreciate that. He was the wacky reporter.
Uh-huh.
The guy that did the kicker stories.
He did the water skiing squirrel story.
He was on Twiggy Patrol.
Yeah.
All right. Twiggy, as you know, my favorite guest of all time that I've interviewed on television. Twiggy the water skiing squirrel.
Oh, I thought you meant the original Twiggy, the model from the 60s.
No, the squirrel.
Oh.
Okay.
It's gotta be about 70 by now.
By the way, when I drove into the parking garage this morning, there was a little squirrel down there running around.
Really?
Yes. Speaking of squirrels, he wasn't water skiing, though.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Somebody's got a better critter story than you do. Hang on.
Oh, really?
Later. Yeah, in Las Vegas. Police in Las Vegas say a tamed tiger that escaped from a magic act has been captured. The cat was found in a resident's backyard.
Oh.
See, and I thought my raccoon trouble was...
Yeah.
Is that a circus tiger in my backyard?
You could have fit through the doggy door, probably.
Probably. All right. So, as you said, you know, at least we have found a simple villain, which is true. The insurance companies. Go, Nancy. It's your birthday. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Friday the glory days are coming to an end for the health insurance industry, predicted it will fail to stop health care overhaul legislation moving through Congress, because that's who is buying all of these ads,
right.
You know, and giving the Republicans their talking points.
Well, they should have done this months ago. Mm-hmm. That's what we were saying.
She said Democrats in August will counter the insurance industry's shock and awe campaign against health care reform, and said the industry is the biggest opponent of this passing with a public option in it. Senator Harry Reid on Friday. Or not. But he did
talk. I don't think we should be crying real great big tears about the insurance industry. There is no business in America that makes more money than the insurance industry.
Nancy Pelosi said this is about inoculating against misrepresentations and educating about what is in the bill. We all want bipartisanship, but you're either with the insurance companies or you're for something new.
Yeah, inoculations have to come before you're sick, though. And this thing's been festering for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's become a boil.
There's no need to get graphic. Go ahead, Jim.
I mean, just they've lost the moral high ground, because they have all these complicated plans, and no one can decide which is what and which committee is going to support what, and they needed that simple message. Yeah. They needed a bad guy,
right?
And they're a big fat target, and they're just reluctant to do that.
Right. Well, I mean, the president's been talking about that. He's certainly been talking about insurance companies, but you know, I think that's the question: is when? Like, when should, you know, should the president come out? Does he wait till after August now? Like, or when does he come out and say, this is the plan I want and I'm behind?
He spends August, the entire month of August, saying what plan he wants and why.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
And Rich Galen, a right-wing tool, will tell us next why. That's why the president can't go on vacation, I'm sure. Particularly not in fancy Martha's Vineyard or...
Whatever.
Dear God. All right. Which, by the way, he's paying for himself.
Yes.
Presidents don't usually do that.
No.
FYI. GTK.
Yeah.
57 minutes after the hour. Right-wing tool or Republican strategist, as it says on his card.
Whatever.
Rich Galen next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LeBoy, voice deity Jim Moore, to me, Stephanie Miller. The president, talking about the recession real quick.
The gross domestic product, or GDP, is a measure of our overall economic growth as a nation. This morning, the GDP revealed that the recession we faced when I took office was even deeper than anyone thought at the time. It told us how close we were to the edge. But the GDP also revealed that in the last few months, the economy has done measurably better than we had thought, better than expected.
Bad news for right-wing tools everywhere. Representative Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of the great state of Maryland, on the health care debate.
You've got a lot of misinformation coming out of, far right-wing radio, talk radio, and other outlets. We're going to make sure that health care reform does not get swift-voted during the month of August.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have a lot of right-wing tools. Why do I keep using that phrase?
Stop it.
Actively rooting for the president's failure. Like Representative Jeb Hensarling, Republican of Texas.
Yes.
He told
and
a
his
little
name
joke.
Jeb.
You know the wildly successful Cash for Clunkers?
Yes.
Which is that's funded, by the way, by stimulus money. He told a little a joke.
Maybe we should have a Cash for Cluckers program and pay people to eat chicken. Then after that, we can have a program to pay people to buy TVs, and then a program to pay people to buy lumber.
Cash for Cluckers.
Needs punching up, that joke.
Goodness. You know, there's funnier right-wing tools than that.
Yes.
What? Jim, who is it?
It's GOP strategist and columnist at Mullings.com, Rich Galen.
He's our favorite. Good morning, Ridge.
Some of these guys just need better writers.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. It needed punching up. I bought a car, the 5-day Cash for Clunkers program. I, in fact, turned in my 11-year-old 127,000-mile Land Rover Discovery, which was the poster child of a clunker.
It is a gas pig.
And bought a Ford Focus. If the government wanted to give me $4,500 for a vehicle that a week ago Saturday morning was had a blue book value of about $1,700, I was perfectly happy to take the deal.
Okay, so what's your beef?
I don't have a beef. I think if you give Americans money to do something, they'll probably do it. I think it's fine. The only thing I'm a little torn over, and I don't have a good answer for this, but my right wing gut said, isn't there some way to have sort of incented people to buy an American car? But then you get into, where a Honda's made, where a Toyota, BMWs are made in South Carolina, so it gets complicated. But, if we're trying to get people to buy cars, it obviously worked.
Right.
Then it's just a matter of how much of this stuff do you want to throw into the pot, and we'll see what the Senate does this week.
Right. Well, that's why we like you, because you're a fair-minded right-wing tool. And
you don't remember this because you're too young. There used to be a group named the Chad Mitchell Trio, and they had a hit song called the John Birch Society way back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s. And one of the lines was, to keep our movement growing, we need lots of tools and cranks.
That should be the slogan for the Republican Party.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm the cute tool and crank.
Well, you know, it seems to me, Rich, and you're not one of them, but it's just there are a lot of these guys that really are just actively rooting for the president and everything he tries to fail. And, it seems to me, first of all, this isn't new money. It's not the $2 billion they just passed. It's not new money. It's being transferred from, an existing renewable energy program. It seems to me this is part of the stimulus that's working. Clearly, the auto industry needs a jolt. It's what it's getting. So, you know, that's what's hard, isn't it? You know, it being a Republican strategist, when you do you call guys like Jim DeMint and say, shut up?
Well,
shut
well,
up. Don't make it look so naked that we just want them to fail.
I was telling somebody, I said, you know, here's what the problem the Democrats have is, you know, where's Newt when they really need him? I mean, when you got to get Jim DeMint to be the poster child for what's wrong with the Republican Party, that's kind of an uphill climb for the Democrats. But yeah. You know, on the one hand, I think it's unfair on the one hand to say the stimulus package didn't work because unemployment's at 9.4, 9.5, whatever it is, percent, so there's no jobs. And then on the other hand say, well, the Cash for Clunkers program isn't working because too many people took advantage of it. I mean, you got to pick, it seems to me,
right.
You
got to
pick a side and stay with it.
Oh, Rich, see, look at that. We're things that might be good for America.
When you wish.
No, but, you know, I said earlier, and here's where we're going to magically come together. I actually, you'll be shocked, but sort of criticized the president in the sense that, did you drop something?
Yes.
Okay. I startled him. I shocked him. But, you know, we were talking about, and I want to get your take on this, that obviously, you know, people tell the story of the Clinton failure on health care is that, you know, they wrote this thing in secret. They tried to jam it through the Congress with no input. It was seen as arrogant. It failed. So, but a lot of people feel like the president's too far the other way, that he's not, you know, he's letting Congress give him too much leeway, and people are getting confused. Don't you think that's what's happening in the poll numbers? Is you don't know what thing's coming out of what committee and what's going to be the final thing, and doesn't the president need to get behind this is my plan and use his his political popularity to sell it?
I think that's exactly right. Nothing in this realm is as personal as health insurance and health care. I mean, God forbid your kid gets sick and you can't afford to get him or her to the care they need, or God forbid you get sick and you can't afford to get the care you need. So I mean, it's one thing to say, well, you know, the Cash for Clunkers program, I can drive this piece of crap for another 6 months. It's not the end of the world. But healthcare is so personal that to say, in essence, let the Congress, which by the way has an approval rating of about 3%. 28%,
yeah.
Whatever. The Congress wishes it had George Bush's numbers. That's how bad they are. You're exactly right. To leave it in the hands of people that speak in a code that even if you work on the Hill, you can't understand, something that's as personal as healthcare is a mistake. And I thought actually the president made the same mistake way back when they were trying to pitch the budget. I thought that they were trying to get to it on too many fronts rather than just kind of giving it to us in easy bite-sized pieces, you know, that people could get on, MSNBC and say, no, you idiot.
Right.
This is what he means.
Right.
And
well, listen, I'm annoyed as a Democrat. Are you kidding? It's like you can't say, oh, let the Democrats work it out. They'll. It's like we finally have the White House, the Senate, and the House, and it's like, no.
Well, especially since government and federal employees have the best health care choices on the planet.
Yeah.
So they have no idea what's really going on out here.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And you know, I think at least Nancy Pelosi has finally hit on it. It's, you know, it's health insurance money that, and it's infecting Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. And it's something that, it's one of those things that if you don't get done in the odd-numbered year, it ain't going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we get back from the August recess, the House is out. Now the Senate will go out right after they confirm Sotomayor. And if they don't get it done really soon after they get back in September, health care is just going to languish they'll get something, but it's going to be called health care or health reform, but it's not going to have any real impact because they needed to get it done in the odd-numbered year. And Rahm Emanuel is smart enough to know that. That's why this huge pressure has been put on to try to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it'll be a health care reform-like substance that's not actual health care reform.
That's right. It'll have words, but nothing behind it.
Now, your party's a political problem, of course, would be the birthers over that you'll be dealing with at your town halls over the summer. How has the Republican Party become the home of such lunatic fringe, I wonder?
Well, when you're the out party, the lunatic fringe takes over. I mean, if you go back 8 years, I think you can see this sort of mirror image of what was going on in the Democratic Party, because everybody else is trying to search for solutions. The wingers, either the left or the right wingers, they know, in capital letters with asterisks in between each letter, they know what the answer is. It's to be be pure on ideology, pure on all, there's no gray areas, it's all black and white. And that's what happens when you're the odd party. But, you know,
but it's not just fringe, Rich. I was just reading this poll, that nearly 60% of Republicans either don't know or aren't don't think or aren't sure if the president was born in America.
Well, that's because they're not exactly sure whether or not Hawaii is part of America.
Yeah, it's a little exotic.
You know,
yeah.
people go to New Mexico and wonder if they need a passport. I mean,
right.
They don't trust tropical fruit.
Jay Leno, you know, go out on the street and ask people, you know, who fought in the American Revolution.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Rich, I understand you'd like a chance to mock Senator Al Franken before you go.
What has
he done wrong already?
He picked on poor 81-year-old Boone Pickens the other day.
He swift-boated John Kerry.
Well, but Al is not a radio host, and he's not walking around with a colander on his head anymore. He's a United States senator, and you got to work with people that you otherwise don't agree with on other things.
You're mistaking him for Carrot Top, which one has a Harvard degree, one doesn't.
Well, George Bush had a Harvard degree, but that didn't count, I guess, right?
Well.
Oh, yeah, no. When Republicans have degrees from Harvard, they bought it off the back of a matchbook.
Yeah, Al Franken's daddy didn't go. He wasn't a legacy, whatever. All right. All right. Rich, you are a warm and chuckly right-wing tool, and that's why we love you.
Right, thanks.
And it is Mullings.com for more of his musings. Thank you, Rich.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. There he goes, Rich Galen.
See, you agreed on more than you disagreed on.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
I'm surprised they haven't kicked him out of the Republican Party yet. He's too sensible.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Barb in Duluth, Minnesota, on the healthcare debate. Hello, Barb.
Hey, it's not just the right-wing tools I think you need to be worried about. I saw Al Franken speak in Duluth last night, and it was just one big, wonderful apology fest. He was asked if he was committed to a robust public option, and he said, I am for a public option, but I can't say I'm committed to it. Understandably, in some ways, he says he doesn't want to give up on, you know, making sure that people aren't canceled and, you know, they don't lose out because of pre-existing conditions. But I really got worried when he said, we're just going to, you know, he's supporting the co-op option if the public option doesn't fly. And he says that he hopes the insurance companies, as he worded it, step up to the plate. So that made me think, holy cow, as we say in Duluth. And I'd urge everybody to call Senator Frank, and he's only been there for, what, 2-3 weeks now, and I think he really needs to hear that. Call the Capitol switchboard and let him know at 202-225-3121. Let our new senator here from Minnesota know that he has got to be a leader on this.
Yep, absolutely. Well, not just in Minnesota, but everywhere we got to have a... you know what I'm talking about. How about this, kids? Am I tilting at windmills here? Under the deal between liberal and conservative Democrats they just made, liberal members also won an agreement to hold a floor vote on establishing a single-payer health care system. When the House returns in September, the single-payer system, of course, was never seen as politically viable and not given serious consideration in the Congress until now. I mean, boy, howdy. What about if we had a real revolution?
Yeah.
Got us some real health care reform.
That would be nice.
Wow. 20 minutes after the hours. Get on those phones, kids, to your representatives. Right back with the latest on the health care debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What in the name of holy hell is going on here?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. David in D.C. on healthcare. Hello, David.
Hey, Stephanie. What's been bugging me last week, actually the last couple of weeks, is the polling, the 50% of Republicans that supposedly don't know whether or not Barack Obama is an American. A lot of the mainstream media polling was defining the fact that a lot of people are confused about what they think about the whole health care reform, and then combining the two pieces of information.
Well, yeah, this is what Rude Pundit writes about this week that we were talking about. You know, the 24-hour news cycle, it's just, they're saying, you know, he was making the point, they're reporting on things that really shouldn't be news, that they shouldn't even be reporting on. You know, it's not even, the fact that they're reporting the story that some people don't think the president was born here, it's like,
Yeah, CNN is finding itself in a spot of trouble with Lou Dobbs.
Oh,
yeah.
Get the prices wrong, Trump. Won't you for Lou Dobbs? If Lou Dobbs was pushing the debunked birther conspiracy theory for ratings,
So far,
his ratings have dropped 15%
wow,
in total viewers, 27% in the demo. Which
that's quite a bit.
Which is,
Yeah.
No. Anyway, but and it's like this starts in talk radio, but then it makes it into the mainstream where then Jim and I were joking about this town hall with the president where he has all these seniors going, I understand that you're trying to kill me.
Why are you trying to kill old people?
I'm not.
It's the way it's reported that then people go, oh, you know, and a lot of times they're saying, too, like the AARP has had to field all these calls because a lot of older people don't go on the Internet. I know my mom doesn't.
Right.
So they
right.
hear it somewhere. Like,
on
oh,
Fox
Rush,
News.
Rush Limbaugh said.
Yeah. Your mom hears it at the country club.
Yeah. Wherever.
From Hoppy Della Plant.
Exactly.
And did you hear the birthers
Hoppy told me.
Have come up with this phony birth certificate from
yes!
Kenya.
Yes! Yeah, but it's the wrong year.
It's as phony as the yellow cake
and
document.
Yeah. The official who signed it is a popular brand of soap in Kenya.
Yes. And they called it the Republic of Kenya.
Yeah.
It was the Dominion of Kenya up till 1964.
Oh, that is so sad.
I know.
So they can't even get a birth certificate
Come
in the
on.
Right year?
No.
Research.
Okay.
All well,
right.
They had the right date.
Oh,
on.
So the president's also pretending to be older than he
yeah.
is.
No, they have the birth date. If you look at the picture of it, there is the correct birth date from in 1961. But the description of the country, the Republic of Kenya, did not exist. Yet. It was the Dominion up till 1964. Well, minor detail they might have looked into.
Anyway, in the past 2 weeks, AARP has fielded a few thousand calls from people who mistakenly think the legislation would require every Medicare recipient to, quote, choose how they want to die, said a spokesman for the... And again, this is a campaign on conservative talk radio, fueled by President Obama's calls to control exorbitant medical bills. My mom is one who listens to Rush Limbaugh and the Fox News, so that's where she gets her information.
She likes that Steve Doocy, doesn't she?
And your mom's not dumb. I don't understand.
No, we've never had a specific Doocy-based conversation.
Okay.
Wow.
It has sparked fear among senior citizens that the health care bill moving through Congress will lead to end-of-life rationing and even euthanasia.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I've heard Rush explain it. That you get a pain pill and it'll slip away.
And I know all about pain
pills. Listen,
pill
I'm an expert in pain pills.
I can sell you some.
Apparently it can still take about 1,000 a week and not slip away. The controversy stems from a proposal to pay physicians who counsel elderly or terminally ill patients about what medical interventions they would prefer near the end of life. Prefer, meaning
yes,
that implies choice.
You. Right, yes.
And how to prepare instructions such as living wills. Under the plan, Medicare would reimburse doctors for one session every 5 years to confer with a patient about his or her wishes and how to ensure those preferences are followed.
In
that
other
is
words,
your preferences, not the government's.
In other words, they're trying to kill your grandma!
The counseling sessions would be voluntary, FYI.
Voluntary.
But on right-leaning radio programs, religious email lists, and internet blogs, the proposal has been described as guiding you in how to die. An order from the government to end your life, promoting death care, and in the words of anti-abortion nut Randall Terry, an attempt to, quote, kill granny.
Just what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying.
All right.
Simplistic arguments.
28 minutes after the hour.
They
back
go over
with
well.
More on this on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow, I am a mess.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Tasha in St. Paul on healthcare. Hey, Tasha.
Hi, I love all you guys to death, and I'm so glad the president emphasizes premiums and pre-existing conditions. But what I don't hear about from any of the shows, and I listen to the good shows, is that we're stuck in each employee group in negotiating with the companies, the insurance companies. And so if your employee group has 100 or 500 and you get a premature baby or someone has cancer, bang, that's when your rates really shoot up. And hopefully health care reform should take care of that, because we shouldn't have to bargain with each employee group, don't you think?
Well, that's one of the components. I mean, you know, look, Tasha, this is getting a little too complicated even for me, knowing which, provisions are in which, I'm for the, single payer revolution.
Single payer?
Yes. Wouldn't that be something? Here's the thing I don't know. Jim, what's your opinion? A lot of people say some reform is better than nothing. That at least it's a start. And then, it could open the way for single payer at some point. I mean, I don't know.
I kind of subscribe to that. It's hard to ram through an earth-shattering change like single payer in one swell swoop.
You know what's amazing is that the Republicans
swell swoop. That's one of the best
have succeeded in making people nervous about, this is too expensive. They rammed through, what is it going to be, a $2 trillion unnecessary war against a nation that was no threat to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know Billions what I mean? And dollars, now health care, something we've needed since Roosevelt talked about it. Oh, now we're...
Teddy Roosevelt talked about it.
Yeah.
And they also rammed through that partial birth abortion of legislation called the Patriot Act. They ran that through in what, less than 30 days?
Well, because they were supposed to review it, but then the anthrax attacks happened to Tom Daschle and Pat Leahy, the two people who were supposed to be reviewing it. And then they used that anthrax attack, done with domestic anthrax sources, by the way, to further promote the Patriot Act, which no one had a chance to look at.
Yep.
So,
all right.
Connect the dots, people.
Oh, everybody, it's Right Wing Jerry in Chicago again.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Steph, Jim, Chris.
Yes.
Say something before I start. I want to say you asked Friday if Sarah Palin's cut off for radio. I think if Chris could do it, Steph, anybody could do it.
Ha, 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 ha. That's what I was about, Chris. Okay.
Okay. First, it was fashionable to hate bankers.
Chris is weeping in the corner now.
Yeah, you really cut me to the bone, Jerry.
Okay. First of all, it was okay to hate bankers, and then anyone in the insurance company, and then it was okay to hate plumbers, and then New Haven firemen, and now cops. Now
who hates plumbers?
And now it's okay for fake.
And by the way, and Joe the plumber isn't actually a plumber, so if you're talking about him, that's not he's not actually a licensed plumber, but whatever.
No, but it's a class thing. You want to go after all. I just want to know, salesman next, because I'm a salesman. I want to know when I'm on the list. I just want to get a heads up.
Yeah. The Democrats have always been against the blue collar workers.
Is a salesman next, or is it the Jews?
The Jews?
Jerry, you see
the liberals coming for?
Yeah, liberals are always been anti-Semites. Yeah. In fact, a lot of the liberals are Jewish. In fact.
Jerry, you seem even
Who's
more confused.
Who's been pro-union? Who's been pro-union? The Republicans or the Democrats? Pro-working class people, that is.
Oh, working class. Oh, so you guys are for the working class people?
Yeah. Are you saying Republicans are for the working class?
You're
not raising taxes on the top 1%, which is not the working class.
Well, you guys, you don't pay your taxes anyway, so you don't have to worry about...
We don't.
Who's
that? Is that a Tim Geithner joke?
I'd like to show you my paycheck stub to show you how many taxes I'm paying. Yes, we do pay taxes.
Jerry, you seem out of bullets today. Are you okay, honey? Is your blood sugar okay? All right, you have a smoothie and call back.
Yeah, he needs to go around, run on a treadmill or something.
Heavens.
He's drinking the Jack Daniels he owes you, I think that's why.
Yeah.
Forgot to send that. Okay. April in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Good morning, April.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I love you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm wondering, you said several times on the radio, a whole lot of times, that you were fed by, or that you were raised by wolves. And I've often wondered, how they took care of you, where you slept, and...
I was abandoned by wolves. I was abandoned by wolves and then raised by Republicans.
But when you were, a little tiny little wolfie, how did they take care of you?
Well, they didn't shave me. That's the problem. That's why I was a small unibrowed child in Buffalo, New York.
She was abandoned by wolves and raised by Republicans.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm just hoping that there are no pictures of me in high school anywhere, but I looked like an Armenian man.
Yes, you
did. I was so the
not to slight Armenian men.
No,
but
it's just not a good look for a 17-year-old Catholic girl from Buffalo.
Right.
All right.
There is that picture of you way deep in the archives on StephanieMiller.com. Of you in that.
Yeah, the wolves don't, as you know, practice any sort of hair removal.
Right.
Or grooming of any kind.
Yeah, there's that picture of you and your brother with Gerald Ford.
Oh.
Yeah. That. Oh.
Werewolves of Lockport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Werewolves of Lockport.
Yeah. Oof.
Kathy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have just actually a question, and I just noticed how the media is trashing President Obama and the health care debate, and I just wondered if their parent companies were heavily invested in the insurance company. And one last thing.
Makes you suspicious when it goes to a drug commercial immediately.
Exactly.
Are you ever anxious or depressed? Yes, because we have no health care.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I wanted to also know if there was any list of congressmen that the insurance companies have donated to since this whole debate began, and if there was a place where we could go to look and see how much in donations there
is. Oh, yeah. I mean, Chris, you can find that. That's all over the place. But, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a coincidence. It's Blue Dog Democrats, oddly. Jim getting quite a bit of money from the hell. And oddly.
You could have seen that coming.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't, Chris, we'll find out exactly where you can go there. I've seen a bunch of them. I don't know exactly the spot. We'll find it and get it back to ya. Mike in Reno, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I heard there's a big crash or something there just before you said something.
Really?
I don't know if it broke.
I think anyway, that's at your house. You better go check and see if something's gone awry.
That's just a cat.
Okay.
So, anyways, the comment I want to make, I got two, actually. One is this whole birther thing.
Yes.
It sounds to me it's no different than what they tried with Clinton and Whitewater. Didn't make a difference what kind of evidence came out. What came out of it said, no, that's not true. They keep claiming it as though it's still active and alive, and it keeps their base fired up so that when they do get around to the election, they at least got something they can play with.
Yeah, well, that's true. I love how they you know, like the right-wing fringe, lunatic fringe, like they think that's something new.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter to them because I guess they just can't remember from
yesterday. You remember. The Clintons were drug-running murderers, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they
Jim
were. And yeah. You know, yeah, there was all. You know, the guy that hung himself, no, they killed him.
Yes, so Vince Foster, yes. Okay, let's go to...
He shot himself, actually. But
sure.
Minor detail.
Mark in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on our good friend right-wing Jerry in Chicago. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to let you know that here in hot old Tucson, most of us try to stay away from people like Joe the Plumber and the character that called was just a complete joke.
Try to stay away from people like Joe the Plumber, meaning what?
Meaning like the undereducated, underinformed folks that are right-wingers aren't any worth, they're not good neighbors.
Yeah, and also, why don't you get a license? How about that? Why don't you get a license and join the union, then come back. Okay, Sammy in Palm Springs, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hello.
You know, with all the money you have to pay out and all the thousands of dollars individuals and employers pay out for insurances, mm-hmm. and when the state started mandatory, you know, car insurance, which was a good thing, the car insurance industry raised their baseline 15% to keep on the same level of profitability. Hmm. But when you think about overall on a whole with the insurance companies and all the services you supposedly pay for and they don't give you, wouldn't that be considered a legalized form of extortion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I heard somebody make that point about if you know, car insurance is mandatory, why isn't health insurance, but I guess because we don't care if we kill ourselves. If you hurt someone else, I guess that's the theory behind that.
Yes.
42 minutes after the hour, the debate on health care continues, even though Congress, Senate goes on vacation this Friday, right?
Sometime this week.
The House done be gone already. All right, we'll tell you what they'll be facing at town halls and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Ed in Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Ed.
How you doing, Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
I'm just calling because I am also a salesman, and I'm a Democrat, and I do pay taxes.
Oh, so, you're kidding.
I just wanted to know. I think Jeremy's upset because if you have a good year or a great year, you might have to pay a little more taxes at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, help the school departments or things like that.
No. And as you know, none of us Democrats pay taxes. We're all exempt since the Kenyan has been president.
Yeah, might be the only ones who pay taxes, but yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Sure, our chauffeurs and maids pay taxes.
Yeah. Stephanie has chauffeurs and maids.
Not. Noel in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mooks. You know what, guys? I think Democrats should take this health care reform and ram it as far as they can, as hard as they can, because don't forget, don't compromise and don't negotiate, because Republicans have shoved Democrats into the basement of the Capitol building to do their business.
No, you know, I was saying this earlier. The president is pretty smart, politically and otherwise, and so I don't know whether, you know, waiting this amount of time is a way to say, look, we tried again to do a bipartisan thing, we negotiated with Republicans, but, you know, I think in the end, that's what I'd like to see, is, you know, the Democratic bill is really what, if you look at polls, what Americans want.
Exactly, exactly. And I think Barack Obama is doing the right thing. I wanted to be a little bit more aggressive.
They're doing a good job at the white noise right now, because the problem is, like, when they explain the tenets of the president's plan, the American people say, yes, we want that. And then they say, are you for the president's plan? They're like, oh, no. The Republicans say it will kill us.
But also, don't forget, Democrats have a way of just being wussies when it comes to fighting back. Yep. They forgot that anger will always trump stupidity. And that's what we've been dealing with, a bunch of stupid people instead of angry, intelligent people.
Yep, absolutely. Representative Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, on the insurance company.
Tax insurance companies, and that will then put pressure on them to try to make sure that people look for more cost-effective health care packages.
I love the, who was it last week, the Republican John Kyle went to the Senate floor and said, insurance companies, they're the most regulated businesses in America. They don't need any. They don't. No. What? They'll just be nice on their own, like they are now. Okay. Michael Steele says the Republicans are going to they're going to pressure Blue Dog Democrats to vote the right way, meaning with Republicans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This party, you and me, will not allow one blue dog in this country to hide behind being a blue dog. They're no longer going to sit up there and sound like a Republican, sound conservative, I'm pro-life, I'm pro-business, I'm pro-Second Amendment, and then vote to undo the very fabric of this country.
And what are you going to do about it? What's your plan?
He's going to call them out. He's going to ask Mitt Romney to find out which blue dogs were let out and when.
You don't have the kahunas to stand up and support the American people. So don't pretend anymore, because we're calling you out. We're in your districts, and I'm looking right at you, and I'm telling you, we're coming after you.
You know what, though? He kind of does have a little bit of a point there, because the blue dogs are the most vulnerable. You know, we could lose to
Republicans.
We could lose a lot of blue dogs in 2010.
What's the point of them if they're going to vote the same way as Republicans?
But they don't, on one issue.
On
health care, they're going to vote with the Republicans. Right. Most of them will. However, on other issues, which we need them for, we'd like to have them in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are walking a fine line here, and they do need to be a little bit careful.
Tim in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I'd like for you to try to expose these right-wing hags, particularly Michelle Malkin, who was on ABC yesterday with George Stephanopoulos.
What?
And George, they asked her, where are the conservatives when it comes to the First Amendment and in relation to the Louis Gates thing? Okay, and she said, you have your First Amendment, but you can't be rude to the police, so that means you have freedom of speech as long as you aren't rude to the police.
You can't be arrested for being rude.
Exactly.
That's the whole problem.
Exactly. And then all these people, they want to hold this lady up who made the 911 call, who I think was a good Samaritan. They want to hold her up, but the policeman is the guy who is making these people come after her because he falsified a police report.
Yep.
Why is he not being investigated for filing a false police report? If I did it or if you did it, we go to jail.
Yep. I hear you. I Bill Maher is on my side, by the way. Saw my over the weekend, and he was saying it just a guy should not have been arrested in his own home when he showed proof of where he was. I don't care what he said. The cop should have walked away. It's just it's all right. I have beer fumes from the beer summit still. Let's go to Brian in Canada. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Just to mention a little something about this healthcare stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Canadian.
Yep.
I have government health care. And, you know, this Republicans seem to forget that in Canada here, we also have private health care. If you want to go private health care, you can.
I understand your health care system is much better than your phone service there.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, do you? So you also have an option there.
Yep. If I want to go pay a private insurance company to have a private room, I can take my money and pay them that extra. Mm-hmm. That's my option.
They have that in Germany.
Wow.
Too.
Yeah. That doesn't sound so bad,
France,
Jim.
France and Switzerland. Hmm. Yeah.
Don't know why Sean Hannity says that so bad.
Stalinist hellhole like Canada.
Peter in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I must be naive, or I'm my head's ready to explode. The Blue Dog Democrats, I always believed that the goal of these politicians was to get reelected. Well, if they would support the Democratic plan for health care, I'm assuming that they would be reelected. That's not an issue, obviously their reason for being against it is a bribe, is to take the bribe and not be reelected.
Well, they're getting a lot of money from health insurance companies.
But they're also in very conservative districts. So, yeah.
So do you think that by them voting for health care, they could be subject to not being reelected?
Yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean,
see, I don't think so. Because I think even the Republican people or the average person who's a Republican wants health care.
Right. I mean, that's what the polls are showing, wants health care reform.
Yes, but they don't understand the Democratic plan. Very people do. Because
right.
We don't
right,
really
but
have
what
one.
I'm saying is we could turn that around between the president and, you know, Democrats going on the attack against insurance companies. We could.
Right. Well, we have to be very focused on it and have
a unified,
easily digestible slogans right. like the Republicans do.
Jim in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
I love the show.
Thank you, babe.
You guys are doing a great job. Hey, I was wondering how long it's going to be before the normal people that want health care start picking up arms against the people that aren't making this happen. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if I have a family and my kids start dying, I am going to be so pissed off that I'm going to go after somebody. And they got to know that people are dying out here.
Yeah.
So what's their problem?
Oh, I know. It literally is a matter of life or death.
It is. And there's people dying, and the Republicans threw us into that war that made no sense, and they're just manipulating everything.
Yeah.
And it's pathetic. It's pathetic that people like Al Franken gets elected, and he's a Democrat, and he says, oh, well, it's just, you know, we need the insurance to be reformed. There is no reforming these crooks.
Jim, I think they should all get a timeout. Anyone that voted for the Iraq War, they get a timeout. You're not allowed to vote on anything.
Yeah.
For like, I don't know how many years, something. I'll figure it out.
By the way, in the live blog and on my Twitter feed, I put up a link to where you can find how much the insurance companies have given to various members of Congress. Mm-hmm.
How do you get to that there?
You go to StephanieMiller.com, right there front and center in the live blog section, or you go to Twitter.com/RadioGuyChris.
Fabulous.
Yes.
John Fear, a Republican strategist on the health care debate.
People do want health care reform, but they don't want to lose their own health care. And since 60 to 70% of the American people are satisfied with their health care, that's a big leap for the president.
How are they able to keep getting this talking point out that you're going to lose your health care if you have an option to move to another one? You're not going to lose your health care.
Yeah. Wolf Blitzer should have leapt across the table at John Fieri, wrestled him to the ground, and gotten him to tell the truth instead of a lie like that.
Yeah, but he lets people get away with a lot of stuff. No, the way you lose your health insurance is if you have the temerity to get sick and your insurance company drops you after you've paid God knows how many thousands of
dollars.
And that's
why that's one of the most...
And you don't get a rebate.
Yeah, and that's one of the most important elements, I think, of what they're working on,
that's
is the pre-existing condition
thing.
What
people need to explain is that you need somewhere else to go. You need a safety net in case your insurance company drops you.
Mm-hmm. All right. An intern in a Republican sex scandal. Is there any other kind? I want you to know that she is not a slut.
Oh, okay.
We'll
she's
hear all about
hot,
it
though.
Next in
oh,
the
oh, yeah.
Which does not mean she's a slut. That'll be next in Stand Up News on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Comedian extraordinaire Hal Sparks joins us live in studio all of hour number three tomorrow.
Yes.
This very hour, for the entire hour, all things politics and pop culture. StephanieMiller.com is the website. Oh, by the way, lots of people started having dreams about Hal Sparks. Since he's been on the show so much.
Really?
Yes, a friend of mine called and said, I had a dream that Hal Sparks poured me a cup of coffee that was way too heavy and I dropped it. I don't know what that means, but it's...
Wonder, yeah. You need to get a dream analysis.
Somebody drank too much something before they went to bed.
And yes.
Their bladder signaling them.
Hal Sparks' fault.
It's time to get up.
StephanieMiller.com is the website. Check it out. Oh, I also, he was in my dream too. We went on some trip somewhere. I don't remember anything after that. And all I remember is that Rick Overton and a lot of really tall guys were on the same flight with me and making some movie about really tall guys. Yeah, I know. I already know what it means. It means I'm crazy.
Well, yeah, there's that.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoy, voice deity Jim Moore, to me, Stephanie Miller, the president on the stimulus.
This and other difficult but important steps that we've taken over the last 6 months have helped us put the brakes on the recession.
Yeah, they're a little confused, aren't they, on the right? They're like, the stimulus isn't working. Oh, cash for clunkers is working too well. John Fiore, Republican strategist on the health care plan. Apparently that's already failed, Jim, and we haven't even passed it yet.
I think that they're overly ambitious and overly aggressive with the cost of and the worries that people had about how much this all would cost. I think that they should have gone for a smaller package in health care. I don't think they learned a lesson from Hillary Care in 93, 94. And I think that that's going to hurt them. At the end of the day, I think they will get a package, but it's going to be much smaller than the Democrat left is going to be happy with. And that's going to hurt them going into the midterms.
Mm.
Unless it works, in which case,
which it is,
you're going to be screwed.
Mm. In fact,
And actually, stimulus and the health care plan need to be bolder, is actually what they need to be. Not yeah.
Yes. In fact, Ford is just reporting that it's had its best July in years.
Huh. What?
So, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, this administration is a failure. The economy is what? Oh, crap.
Anything that's good news for America, bad news for Republicans. All right. Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary on the Cash for Clunkers.
We think we'll benefit consumers purchasing cars, dealers selling cars, manufacturers building cars, and ultimately taxpayers because the cars that they're purchasing have a higher fuel mileage.
All right. And Chris Dodd, a senator from the Democrat from Connecticut, announced that he has cancer over the weekend.
We caught this early. The great thing about the annual physical is if you get an early detection of prostate cancer, it's very, very manageable. And so the good news is I'm going to be back out and doing all the things you have to do in order to represent my state.
All right. And we wish him well. And also, I think his point would be that wouldn't that be nice if everyone had a health care plan like he does?
Like they do in the Senate and Congress.
In fact, he did make that point when during his announcement.
Yes. All right. Hey, everybody. Party's in Seattle this weekend. Mama will be at the 2009 Town Hall Forum for our Seattle station there, along with my buddies Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan. Go to the calendar section of StephanieMiller.com to figure out how to get tickets.
Will there be air conditioning there?
Oh, dear God, I hope so.
I'm told
there will.
Yes, it's in a new building that is very greenly built, and it does have air conditioning.
Whew. Whew, that was
people
epic
be banging on the doors to get in just for the air conditioning.
Yeah. Do you want to see Stephanie Miller?
Computer says no.
Is there air?
Watching movies at 10 o'clock in the morning in a movie theater just for the air conditioning.
Yes.
Yeah, that was epic a couple years ago. We were all sweating like Robert Hayes in Airplane. Ed Schultz was next to me. That was, wow.
He's a large man. He tends to sweat.
I needed a tarp like Gallagher. Yeah. That was, wee! All righty. I got a Bible Thumper sent me a Truth Is Somebody is his handle. I don't know. Stephanie, clearly you laugh at Sarah Palin.
Yes,
as is everyone else.
Yes. I noticed people who live to mock others live in mockery of God's will.
Computer says no.
No, just Caribou Barbie.
Caribou Barbie is God's will, apparently.
Mm. Do you think you're better than her?
Computer says yes.
Yeah.
Kind of I do. It's a low bar. I mean, trust me, my self-esteem is...
If you were running for president, you might be as big a laughing stock as Sarah Palin, but...
Yes.
You run a little fart joke show.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jim. The fact of the matter is, you will give an account to God for every word spoken.
Yes, God hates you.
Ooh, God. Well, that must mean God purchased the StepCast only 45 by a year in advance. Although there's obviously no way to account for every word.
God has deep pockets.
If people knew God's standard for speech, they would seek Jesus Christ with all their hearts to be cleansed. That's the good news. You can. Yes, you can. And then he gives me some references. John 3:16, John 14:6, Romans 6:23, John 3:3, God bless. So he wishes me well. And if I read those things, I might be cleansed of my Sarah Palin jokes, particularly the ones circulating the internet this weekend.
As long as you take off your clothing made of different fabrics and stop eating shellfish.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
speaking out in public.
As we mentioned earlier, the Palin's attorney, Thomas Van Flein.
Flein.
That's his name, seriously. Has debunked internet rumors that they are getting divorced.
Yes.
Sarah and Tad!
So maybe she just had a rash on her ring finger. That's why it was
maybe. That's why she hasn't been wearing her. And also there was those silly tabloid rumors.
Right.
Which silly tabloid rumors?
That she was Brad! That's his Todd's partner in the snow machine business.
Oh.
That's been in the paper.
Yeah. Well, there have also been little internet rumors about Todd's little affair with Greta Van Susteren.
Dude.
Now,
we really can't
confirm
The Stephanie Miller newscast can neither confirm nor deny that.
But we'd love
to
report it.
But neither can Lou Dobbs on most things he reports. So.
Yeah.
This is a sad day when I have the same news credibility as Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
By the way, lots of ink about Lou Dobbs. He's become a publicity nightmare for CNN, embarrassed his boss, and hosted a show that seemed to contradict the boss's no-bias brand. On top of all that, his ratings...
Ever
since the birther thing, not so much.
And when Kitty Pilgrim was filling in for him, she pretty much debunked the whole birther thing.
She debunked Lou Dobbs.
before he came back with it.
Yes, I know. Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, Fox, come on, it's a, you know, right-wing opinionated station. MSNBC is going the other way, but CNN is supposed to be a news network. Yeah. That's their brand. It's
supposed to be objective, yeah.
Yeah, you know, by the time Ann Coulter has heckled you, things are not so good. When Ann Coulter got off the crazy train before you, Dobbs has not made it any easier by using his radio show to fight back at critics who he has called limp-minded, lily-livered, lefty lemmings. That's a lot of alliteration. I would have liked to see.
Tom Brokaw would have loved to have that sentence come across a teleprompter.
Limp-minded, lily-livered, lefty lemmings.
Limp-minded, lily-livered, what's her name?
Lefty lemmings.
Lefty lemmings.
Thank you. Oh. He has even considered going on a Bill O'Reilly show to thank him. O'Reilly has said the birthers are wrong, but defends Lou Dobbs' right to talk about it. But you can talk about this, but it's not news.
Right.
Okay.
So he's moved to the right of O'Reilly.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
O'Reilly also off the crazy train.
Whee!
Earlier than Lou Dobbs. All right. Here is, I always like to do one story a day of a woman with a worse sex life than mine.
Okay.
A woman, it's another one of the women that has the object thing. You know, the object.
Oh, yes.
OS. Objectum sexual, a condition where people develop deep sexual feelings toward objects.
Yes.
Yes. Hmm. She has had sex with an amusement park ride.
Oh, Oh, dear.
A Pennsylvania woman claims she has a very satisfying sexual relationship with an amusement park ride. Amy Wolf says she loves 1001 Knocks. Knocks.
It should be.
I guess. Nights. So much that she plans to marry it. It's a magic carpet themed ride. She says she manages to ride the machine at least 300 times a year.
Hmm.
By the way, that's one less than Sarah Palin and Brad. the snow machine.
The snow machine.
A snow machine in the back of a snow machine business. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
According to the internet this weekend. I don't know if it's true. Thank you, Lou Dobbs, for lowering the standard for journalism to such a level. All right. When she can't share the ups and downs of life with her lover, get it ups and downs because it's a hump. She uses pictures of it to satisfy herself at home.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm. She has also she's had previous relationships, relationships with spaceship models, the World Trade Center, a church organ, and a banister railing.
I can see the banister railing. I can see how one would have a relationship with a banister railing.
I can see being hot for the Statue of Liberty, but...
There's someone that was affected by 9/11 in a way somewhat different than most of us.
Oh.
All right.
Stephanie Louise Miller.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Let's check some other news we don't want to lose, shall we?
Yippee, yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Oh. There are so many jokes I'm doing in my head that I just can't do now that are really so inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know when he doesn't call. You know guys have excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just fill it in your thought bubble.
Oh, God.
Okay, our top story. Oh, President Obama hails historic step on healthcare changes. President Obama and congressional Democrats are looking ahead to a healthcare showdown on the House floor in September following a key committee's passage of sweeping overhaul legislation. This is a historic step, the president said, moves us closer to health insurance reform than we have ever been before, the president.
We have taken an historic step. This moves us closer to health insurance reform than we've ever been before. We have passed legislation in the crucial House Energy and Commerce Committee that lays the groundwork for future debates and compromises that will hammer out the details of what a future health care reform bill could look like. A bill that will continue to be debated and watered down until it is almost unrecognizable thanks to the twin money spigots of the insurance and pharmaceutical lobbies. Until even the most recalcitrant blue dogs and so-called moderate Republicans can sort of kind of support it and half-heartedly endorse it to their constituents. The bill will barely squeak by in the House, after which it will move to the Senate, where it will undergo the death of a thousand cuts and be eviscerated with a dull, rusty hunting knife until ultimately the bloody remnants of this stinking, mutilated carcass will barely pass the Senate, so that by 2013, whoever's in the White House will sign it, I hope, and that finally nothing will continue to be done. Let me be clear. We're screwed. Who wants a beer? In a can. In a can. In a can.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
I'm a deflated little hope monger these days.
Uh-huh.
Finally, intern in Tennessee Republican state representative sex scandal. I am not a wild woman on a hunt for men. Mackenzie Morrison.
Too bad. Sorry, what?
Bad news for you.
Yeah, Jim has the hots for this chick.
Mackenzie Morrison, she's the former 22-year-old legislative intern to Tennessee Republican lawmaker Senator Paul Stanley. She admits she's made mistakes in her life, perhaps her biggest so far, a sexual relationship with her married boss, Senator, the aforementioned Republican Senator Stanley.
That's usually a mistake.
The hypocritical Stanley, however, evoked his relationship with God and sought to portray himself as a victim by blaming the girl, suggesting the young college student was involved in a plot to blackmail him.
Right. Oh, boy.
Stanley was forced to resign when Stanley's sexual relationship with Morrison became public after her spurned boyfriend allegedly tried to blackmail Stanley with a disc of provocative photos of Morrison taken by Stanley in his Nashville apartment. Stanley. No good.
To my constituents, let me first apologize to those of you who mistakenly thought me to be the rhythm guitarist from Kiss. It was wrong of me to court the all-important headbanger vote by pretending to be the other Paul Stanley. I often appeared at campaign events in leather pants and clown makeup, exhorting young people to, quote, rock and roll all night and party every day. To the parents of these youngsters, I apologize for turning them into amoral, drugged-out slackers with a perpetual ringing in their ears. I also humbly ask your forgiveness for my repeated vile, lewd, immoral, and incredibly hot booty calls with that delectable little morsel, Mackenzie Morrison. The fact that she is an insatiable little slut she-devil who forced me to do it in no way excuses my indiscretion, and the public criticism I've received is well-deserved, even though she wanted it bad. I'm just saying. My future course is uncharted, and from now on, I will rely exclusively on prayer and the advice and input of my wife. Honey, won't you come up here and give me some input? Okay, that's a little too much input. All right, okay, point taken. Please don't kill me.
Bye-bye. That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week to tell your friends. He took a while to fall.
Yeah.
He was teetering. If you'd like more Jim Ward fall to roll,
check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True. There's a title ad on the Stephanie Miller website, www.stephaniemiller.com.
21 minutes after the hour. As you know, the health care reform has already failed. We'll tell you what the right wing has to say about that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller show.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Dave in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on healthcare. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Stephanie. I just wanted to say all week I've been bombarded by these polls saying that Obama's approval rating is going down on health care. No one's ever brought up the possibility that they're going down because we're sick of this bipartisan stuff.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. the fact that
that's what I was saying. Yep.
Just not jamming it through. You know, they always say that 70% of Americans want health care reform, but they, you know, that proves that we want the reform, but they're showing this poll up like it's championing some kind of we don't like it.
Right. Well, Dave, that's what I was saying earlier, is and this has come my closest to criticism of President Obama on this show, so pay attention. I was saying that, you know, I think he does need to clearly get behind one plan and sell it to the American people, because in that poll, if you, what you looked at is when they describe what the president's plan is, people are like, yes, I want that. But then when they say, are you for the president's plan, they say no, because the, you know, the right wing, I think, has succeeded. You're right in getting enough dreck out there and lies about it.
And we've got to be very careful. This thing with Michelle Melkin on ABC yesterday, drumming up for these town hall meetings to disrupt them, this is going to be horrendous when the Democrats.
I think the president has given Congress too much leeway. I know it's the opposite of the way the Clintons tried to do it, but I think that, you know, you can't count on Democrats to get it together for anything. I think he needs to have a very clear plan and say, this is it. This is what I want.
Exactly. And these town hall meetings, I think we need to attend. And when these folks, I watched a couple of the videos on YouTube, there's a lot of walkers there, there's a lot of blue-haired people and canes flying all over the place.
Right.
You know they're all on Medicare. But we need to stand up and say something.
I'm absolutely
trying to think of a tactic. Maybe we stand up and burst forth with one of their previous things of stupidity, like, yeah, and Saddam was behind 9/11, or there were weapons of mass destruction, and just
yeah.
Make the whole thing into a laugh fest.
Yeah, where is my horror music? Town hall forums becoming houses of horror for members of Congress. Particularly, I would have guessed the Republicans with their birther friends. It's going to be, there's, you know, one business that I'm going to predict will do well is the baggy business over the summer.
That could be.
A lot of people got to put their birth certificates in a baggy.
I'm putting my money in Ziploc.
In a Ziploc. Yeah. Anyway, I think a lot of Democrats are going to hear about, if not single payer, a public option. There's going to be, this August, people are really going to speak out, and you should. 28 minutes after the hour, back with more what the right is saying about health care, cash for clunkers, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's hideous!
Thank you. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. George in Chicago on healthcare. Hey, George, welcome. Hi, George.
Hi, this is George in Chicago.
Yes.
Very good. A while back, I think it was Chris, I'm not sure, mentioned that he would be satisfied with having whatever we can get out of Congress now in terms of health care and use that to build on in the future. And I'm totally against that. I'm for single payer. When Medicare was first passed, you know, back in the 1960s, that's the same thing they said at that time, that this is the foot in the door, and once we get this, we can expand it to have health care for everybody. So I think to go just for half a loaf now would be another 45 years of waiting.
I'm
hoping that the
Point
Congress
taken.
Has enough sense to go and do what should be done and get health care for everybody as a right, not as a privilege.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
I never said I was very for that. I said, you know, it might be better than nothing. I
know. It was your normal Thule thing.
Mike
in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Is it just me, or did right-wing Jerry sound like he was getting a squirrel rub this morning?
Now.
Oh. Hey, all right, we'll leave them alone now.
All right.
Can we stop calling these blue dogs blue dog Democrats and call them what they really are, which is Republicans, and their districts are moderate Republicans? What they are is, instead of worrying about being a politician and get reelected, how about being a public servant and doing the right thing once?
Yep.
Come to the light.
Yeah, how about just doing it because it's right? How, there's an idea.
Yeah, but they're not Republicans.
Laura Ingraham on the Infor O'Reilly on the health care.
Americans have seen now 7 months of far-left government in action. What does that mean? Massive spending programs, Washington's takeover of the auto companies, the perpetual apology tour overseas, dozens of unelected czars with unchecked power, and my favorite, cash for clunkers. All of these have been total failures.
What?
And now that Americans have had time to do what many congressmen won't do, actually digest what's in the health care plans, they're in a full-fledged revolt.
No.
Yeah, no.
Confused says no.
No. Actually, in poll after poll, when you explain the main tenets of what the president's health care plan is.
They're for it.
Yes. So we have a month to dispel all the right-wing lies that come from
people like
Laura Ingraham.
Right.
And I don't see you were mocking her voice then, Jim. Is that what you were doing?
No, I never do anything like that. She's so silly to listen to.
Where does she get off saying that cash for clunkers has been a miserable failure?
It's been obviously...
It's been too successful.
Yeah, too successful, even according to Republicans.
Yeah.
But okay. All right. Laura Ingraham on the Hill.
I'm seeing the Democratic Party come apart at the seams. I mean, I've seen the Republican Party come apart at the seams over the last several years, but now it's the Democrats' turn. It's not our idea. It was the media's idea. It's talk radio's fault. It's the insurance company's fault.
Yeah, it is the insurance company's fault.
Yes, there's that. All right, let's go to John in New York. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Fun fact for you. Well, everybody has heard of United Healthcare, the company that got 155% profit increase. And what we haven't heard is about their last CEO, who got a retirement package of $1.1 billion, with a B. Of course, he was thrown out of his office because of a little flummery in the back room with predating stock options. So he paid a fine of $600 million or so, $640, I think. But he got to keep $800 million in stock options in United Health, and that might be just a contributing factor for health care being the way it is.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Steve in Texas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Hello, Steve. You're in surgery now.
I'm calling from near Santa Ana, Texas, just up the road.
Okay.
One of the reddest parts of the state, and health care discussion. Maybe these blue dog Democrats and Republicans can be reminded by the Democrats about how their constituents down here in Texas who don't have insurance or have just recently lost their insurance end up having to have bake sales and fundraisers in order to have organ transplants and end up dying.
That's a lot of muffins you got to sell for a kidney.
Yeah, you know, and it's that is the health care in their part of the, the conservative South.
Yep, I hear you. Let's go to Tim in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on health care as well. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
You know, I recently had a friend. I was up visiting my parents in Green Bay who just got dropped from her health insurance because she was just diagnosed with HIV. They said because she never had a test in the past 5 years or 5-10 years before she had insurance that she could have had. It was pre-existing.
Yep.
That's how they got the loophole. I just can't believe that insurance companies are actually getting away with doing this. And I don't understand this. And I don't get it. I want a public option.
Yep.
If, I understand there's people out there who have great insurance, like my parents have great insurance. They don't need a public option. But they understand where people like myself, whose insurance sucks, we need to have a public option.
You know, the only thing I do get concerned about, I don't know if you heard us talking earlier, that liberal Democrats were able...
I listened to you all morning.
Oh, thank you, honey. Well, they were able to get a vote on the floor in September on single payer.
Yeah.
Which, they hadn't been able to get that until now. And I know that may seem a bit of a pipe dream to get that, but Obama's a former doctor.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he said does concern me. He's for single payer. He was trying to explain that one of the worries he has is that because of the pre-existing condition thing, Jim, that people will flock to the public plan. All the sick people will go to the public plan, and that could be too much. And that's why, to me, it does make single-payer makes much better sense.
Because
there shouldn't be that pre-existing condition thing anywhere.
Single-payer, everyone is
so
in.
So what does that mean?
The young and old, sick and healthy, and they all pay into the same.
But that's what I mean. The private insurance companies still get to exclude you for pre-existing conditions, and then, of course, people are going to choose the public plan, and then you know they're going to disproportionately have sicker people, so I why can't we have single payer? Why?
Insurance companies give too much money to Congress people.
Why can't I have a waffle cone now? Okay. So Laura Ingraham says the cash for clunkers is something that has not worked.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. She didn't get the memo. Representative Candace Miller, Republican of Michigan.
Best thing we've ever done. More cash for clunkers.
And
she's a Republican.
She's a
Republican? What?
It's a total failure.
Representative Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan. Also.
This has got to help us bring up maybe a lot of people back to work, particularly in those supplier industries, the first, second, and third tier suppliers, let alone the assembly plants as well.
Like I said, it was a total failure.
Congress is moving quickly to save the depleted Cash for Clunkers program as the House passed a $2 billion spending measure Friday afternoon that would keep alive a program that has encouraged Americans to trade in their old gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient cars. Under the fast-track bill, Democratic leaders will use funds from a renewable energy loan guarantee included in the stimulus, so it's not new money. It's not. It's already the $2 billion, not new money. It's already in the renewable energy program in the stimulus. It would extend cash for clunkers through September 30th, 2010.
The stimulus is a total failure.
God, that's soothing.
Okay. They've got that, and they've got jokes. Give us Representative Jeb Hensarling again, the Republican of Texas, because he did a joke about it, Jim. You ready?
Maybe we should have a cash for cluckers program and pay people to eat chicken.
Yeah.
Then after that, we can have a program to pay people to buy TVs and then a program to pay people to buy lumber.
He didn't even bother to write a joke for those two.
We need to send him a slide whistle because I love cash for cluckers.
I mean, cash for clickers because it's a TV. And cash for wood.
Or maybe you could call your pack funds for b****ers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Hey! Representative Jeff Flake.
I.
Republican of Arizona.
If you are given free money, you like it, and you want more. And that's what this program is.
Yes, you get free money and you like it.
And even car dealers are saying this is beginning. There's this new energy and excitement
bad.
And people buying cars. And Ford has just announced they've had the best quarter wet.
Which is bad.
The best July. Mm-hmm. Yeah, years.
Money and people like it.
Well, Jeff Flake is famous for not accepting any money from the government. And so his district gets absolutely nothing from the federal government.
Good move.
Yeah,
great. They must love them some Flake. In Arizona. Okay, Charles Krauthammer on the repair.
The liberals in Congress cannot do anything without at least one human sacrifice in the name of the Earth God.
What?
And that is that it requires, in the name of global warming, of which it will have no effect anyway, that all of the clunkers are destroyed in 2 days. They're turned into scrap. You cannot resell it as a used car or use its parts, which means that if you are poor or young or an immigrant and starting out and want to start a car, a second-hand car, they'll be scarcer and the parts are going to be scarcer, which means the prices will be higher. And that will be imposed by a liberal in Congress who drives to Capitol Hill in his Lexus with air conditioning and self-parking mechanism.
So there'll be no more used cars anywhere. Thanks to this program.
Don't you love the whole global warming thing? If something it doesn't solve it immediately, we shouldn't even try.
Right.
You shouldn't do anything. You shouldn't even start doing anything because that won't work. Okay. All right. 43 minutes after the hour, I have some news about Senator Kay Haley. Senator Kay Haley Bitchison. Senator
Senior
Kay Haley Hutchinson of Texas. And something she has embedded in her website about Governor Rick Perry.
Oh, this is awesome.
As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Buddy in Columbus on healthcare. Hi, Buddy.
Hey, the Republicans really have become the party of no.
Hmm?
You know,
become? I think they...
Everybody wants health care and they're against it. And then I just read this morning that the this Cash for Clunkers program is in a tremendous success.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jim DeMint says, well, we got to fight it. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, wanting your party to fail. You know, they're just fired up.
I know. Well, you sent me something today about, you know, they're encouraging basically, you know, freepers to go heckle Democrats at town halls this August.
Absolutely. And one more thing is, I don't know if you've touched on the phony Kenyan birth certificate today.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
My
favorite part of the whole thing is the guy who made it put a bunch of jokes in it. And he made the official who signed off on it. His name was E.F. Lavender. And E.F. Lavender is a type of dish soap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's the best they can do, the birthers. God bless them. Oh, bless them. All right. Speaking of our Republican friends, U.S. Senator Kay Haley Bush. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, or Tom DeLay says.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senior senator from Texas.
Anyway, I love this. Her campaign has removed a potentially provocative reference to Governor Rick Perry from hidden text on one of its websites as Perry's campaign accused Hutchinson of dirty tricks. Here's what it is. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hutchinson campaign and the firm that built the site said the phrase, Rick Perry gay. Oh!
Oh, no!
That's the worst thing, apparently, you could call someone.
And subliminal.
Was innocently generated by a computer calculating popular web searches by individuals looking up one or more combination of three terms.
Uh-huh.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Rick Perry, and Texas. That just happened totally by accident. It's crazy that you would think otherwise. Hutchinson's spokesman said, no campaign is in control of what comes up on Google or what other people are searching for. Oh, I see, because a lot of people are searching for that. That's why it comes up like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But here's tells you everything you need to know about the Republican Party and what they think of gay folk. Hutchinson's spokesman said, we did not know these offensive words were being searched for by hundreds of thousands of Texans. It's not germane to our campaign. Meaning just because hundreds of thousands of Texans think he might be gay.
And that's quote-unquote offensive.
That's an offensive word. Mm-hmm. We have nothing to do with that. But we just managed to get it out in a press conference several more times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Although, on our website, we do have the search term Bill O'Reilly gay.
We do?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's because, as we all know, there's a crackling homoerotic tension between he and Geraldo. It's a towel-snapping macho sort of tension on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We have speculated with no way, and much like Lou Dobbs does on TV, that there is a sex dungeon in which...
Mizrahi!
And the safe word is Mizrahi.
That's right.
Okay.
Geraldo hasn't been on that show for a while, though.
Hmm. Since we started doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Bill changed the safe word. And
Speaking of our crazy birther friends, Jim Hu said, for the last couple of weeks, we've all been laughing heartily at the wacky antics of the birthers, the far-right goofballs who claim Barack Obama wasn't really born in Hawaii, and therefore the job of president goes to the runner-up, former Miss California Carrie Prejean.
Yeah.
And yet every week, the chorus of conservatives demanding to see his birth certificate grows. It's like they're the Cambridge police, Obama's in his house, the White House, and they need to see some ID. Who said that?
Kenneth Mars.
No, but that was a good guess because it's Bill Maher.
Yes.
Yay!
I watched the show.
Okay, all right. Well, then this should get increasingly easier, this round of Guess the Quote. Who said, there's nothing anyone can do to convince these folks. You could hand them in person the original birth certificate and have a video of Obama emerging from the womb with Don Ho singing in the background, and they still wouldn't believe it. Which raises the question, why in this country is it always the religious right that won't take anything on faith?
Yeah. Yay!
We live in America, and in America, if you don't immediately kill errant nonsense, no matter how ridiculous, it can grow and thrive and eventually take over, like crabgrass or reality shows about fat people. Who said that?
John Mayer.
No, Bill Maher.
Oh, okay.
Our friend. In a funny piece in the LA Times. Jim, this is the final round of Guess the Quote, in which you can redeem yourself. Who said, Lou Dobbs has been saying recently that people are asking a lot of questions about the birth certificate. Yes, the same people who want to know where the sun goes at night. And Lou, you're their new king. That's why it's so important that we, the few, the proud, the reality-based, attack this stuff before it has a chance to fester and spread. This isn't a case of Democrats versus Republicans. It's sentient beings versus the lizard people. And it is to them I offer this deal. I'll show you Obama's birth certificate when you show me Sarah Palin's high school diploma. Who said that?
Mars Volta.
No. Bill Maher. I'll meet Theo's real time. All right. By the by, the Beer Summit lady, well, she didn't get to go to the Beer Summit. The woman whose 911 call set in motion this week, the Beer Summit, has received a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates.
Aww.
The flowers were accompanied by a nice note of gratitude from Gates, who has previously said he appreciated Whalen reporting what appeared to her to be a break-in at his home. Mm-hmm. So, you see, she didn't say so. The police report was incorrect, Chris, just for those of you that were paying attention. It's taking the police's word for everything. All right. Noted civil rights leader Ann Coulter.
What?
What? On racial profiling.
Huh? Blacks speed more. Now, you know, it could be because blacks tend to be a younger demographic, and you get younger people who speed more. But the point is, it wasn't racial profiling. Right.
Oh, God. Ann Coulter and
Laura Ingraham together.
Oh. Yeah.
Jim may never be able to perform in the marital suite again. All right.
Like crawling through broken glass.
All right. So here's what the Beer Summit has spawned. Stories entitled Loggers of Our Leaders, a look back. And what presidents have... Jim, did you know this? JFK was a Heineken man.
Yes, I read that. Yes. Yes.
Marilyn Monroe's a Heineken. Hey! Oh, I don't know what I meant by that. He was a Heineken man, yes. Dom Perignon was the house wine then. He not only liked the bubbly, he was a man for daiquiris, and he discussed a nuclear deterrence over a gin and tonic. But his standard refreshment was beer, and he was a Heineken man.
Good for him.
Okay. I felt the need to report that. All right. Oh, you know, our friend, Republican right-wing tool.
So maybe it was the Anheuser-Busch guy on the grassy knoll.
Could be. By the way, so Rich Galen said earlier he thought it was inappropriate that Al Franken got into a little bit of a lively discussion with T. Boone Pickens.
Yes.
But we say to Al Franken.
Bully.
Bully. He was the guy behind the swift voting of... John Kerry. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, am glad we have someone that has a spine, a Democrat that has a spine in there. T. Boone Pickens stepped up to introduce himself to Franken in a room just off the Senate floor after this lunch ended they were at. Franken began to berate him about his financing about the Swift boat ads, according to a source the confrontation grew heated. Ha-ha! A Democrat with a spine! Cares about telling the truth. Here's some more good news. The NRA's threat to punish senators who voted for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has been met with a shrug from Democrats from conservative-leaning states and some Republicans who are breaking with their party to support her. They're used to getting their rights, getting their way by spooking lawmakers about the consequences of defying their wishes, but it never before has weighed in on a Supreme Court confirmation battle, and that didn't go so well.
No.
Computer says no.
Yes. By the by, after years of silence, top Bush administration advisor Karl Rove went on a PR offensive. Do you see any of this? Saying he did nothing wrong in the controversial firings of the 9 U.S. attorneys.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think he's a skeered.
I hope so.
Yeah, a top Republican on the judiciary said it's hardly surprising Mr. Rove would minimize his involvement in the U.S. attorney firings or that selectively leaked documents would serve his version of events. Stay tuned for that. All right, that's it for us today. Just stay tuned for Hal Sparks tomorrow, by the way. I'd like to thank Chris Lavoie, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Baker. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.